Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. I just finished reading Little Faith by Nicholas Butler, and I have to say it is one of the very best books I have ever read, and I do mean ever. The story is captivating and powerful. It makes the reader think, truly think, about many aspects of life, such as family ties, home, trust, organized religion, faith in God or lack thereof, and faith in humanity. Little Faith is also a sort of love song to the changing seasons and to the state of Wisconsin. I've spent a fair amount of time in the Midwest, specifically my husband's home state of Illinois, and have been to Wisconsin a few times. Butler, who was born in Pennsylvania but grew up and still lives in Wisconsin, obviously loves that state. I think one reason I enjoyed the book so much was the fact that it evokes images of flat land and tall corn and gray, dreary winter skies. It also makes me think of the hardy, salt-of-the-earth Midwesterners I've grown to know and love as a result of marrying one of them. Aside from the imagery and emotion, this book asks powerful questions about what it means to be a parent, a child, a believer, or a non-believer. Lyle Hovda is in his 60s, late 60s, and mostly content living in rural Wisconsin with his wife Peg, their adult daughter Shiloh, and 6-year-old grandson Isaac. Early on in the book, the following passage grabbed me. I bookmarked and highlighted it so I can go back and reread it time and again. I quote, "Increasingly, Lyle found that he was most at home in the quiet, near those he loved, not trying to solve any problems or answer any questions, but rather just learning how to live more lightly, love more intensely, eat better, and before his eyes closed at night, to read through the shelves and shelves of books that sadly he knew he would likely never live long enough to open. Those white-winged birds perched on his chest in the pale light of the bedside lamp, waiting for their thin pages to be flicked lightly by a wet fingertip, and turned, giving over their stories and poems and mythologies." End quote. I think all of us who have reached a certain age can more than identify with this passage. Shiloh, whom Lyle and Peg adopted after losing an infant son, has finally come home to her dad and mom after being estranged for several years. Lyle is thrilled to have his family reunited, but he's also worried about his daughter. While she was gone, Shiloh became seriously involved with an extremist church and the charismatic pastor, Stephen. The preacher is convinced that little Isaac has the ability to heal the sick. When Lyle learns this, he wants nothing more than to get the child away from the pastor in the church, but knows he might lose Isaac forever in the battle. While reckoning with his own faith, or lack thereof, Lyle soon finds himself torn between distrust of the church and the charlatan preacher, and his desire to keep his daughter and grandson in his life. When the church's radical belief in faith healing threatens his grandson's health, though, Lyle is forced to make a difficult decision. The sweetest part of this book is the relationship between Lyle and his grandson. While still grieving the loss of his son 30 years later, Lyle pours his whole heart, soul, and being into loving Isaac, and the lengths he's willing to go to protect the child, make Lyle an easy character to love. Set over the course of a year, Little Faith is a powerful story about family and community, the ways in which belief is formed, shaken, and lost, and the lengths we all go to protect our own. The best thing about this novel is the way it treats friendship, family, and small-town life while also wrestling with the larger issues of religious beliefs and the core values that guide us as we struggle to be good people. It will make you sad. It will make you angry in spots. It will make you shed a few tears. But in the end, I think you will, like me, be happy you read Little Faith by Nicholas Butler. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy reading.